It's Christmas time in the Empire. However, in Iraq, it's a very hot Christmas. Let's see how all the inhabitants are doing.
What are you doing? I'm putting up a Christmas tree, son. Tis the season. Tis the season to be merry. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. But we don't celebrate Christmas. You know we're an Islamic state. It was one of the first things I banned when creating this empire. That and the fact that joy to our citizens could potentially be a dangerous thing. They might get ideas above their station and actually want holidays and a lifestyle that involves something more than mere toil in a house that you couldn't swing a rat in to come home to. They would suddenly become resistant to the idea of having to work on Christmas Day. But in this empire, time is money, and lost revenues from the 25th being taken off could amount to over 700 million points lost for this state. More than the total Christmas expenditure from each citizen. Well, I don't give a shit. This is my house here and I rule with an iron fist. Don't go pushing your weight around in here. It's December and I celebrate Christmas whether or not it's the religion from Timbuktu, which it also is. You can post a Christmas card to Timbuktu, but you can't get one back. Lift up that Christmas tree for me, son. Why? I've decided I don't like it in that corner. Move it into that far corner over there. But the TV's there already. It soon won't be. But now that corner's bare with nothing but wood chip in it. On third thoughts, I've decided it looks better in the corner it was originally in, behind the swing door. Well, why don't you make up your mind? There's pine needles trailing all over the carpet. Have you been knocking my Christmas tree, son? Have you been messing with them? I'll plant you on top of it, son. Now, I've been down the street market earlier today and it brought back a few lights. A few lights? That box looks like thousands to me and that sack is full of nothing but fairy lights. And you've got another sack just for extensions. How can you be sure they're safe? You're one to talk, you and your electronics. The power inspector personally came out and cut off your bedroom from the mains. But the very next day, my goons planted him in his own generator in the power station. I learn by trial and error, son. For every day they don't short out. They're safe, and the palace gets to stay in one piece and unburnt down. I need you to rig some of these lights outside and help me carry some of these new items into my new Christmas ornaments room. But they're just raggedy old Santas and fairies with torn skirts from previous year's Christmas trees dumped at the Baghdad tip. Well, don't spoil it, son. I think they look very nice, which will be more than I can say for your face in a moment, if you give me any more anti-Christmas jip. Well, since I'm being forced to celebrate this year, what presents have you got me? Well, you've already got 994 million points. Why the hell should I bother to get you anything? I put a tree in each room of this house. Which one would I put it under? You mean there's a tree in my bedroom? I'm just going to quietly knock it out the door and let it fall down the stairs off the landing. Where did you get all these extra trees from? I pulled them up from the palace grounds. Is that why I had a better view? I woke up this morning and could see part of the town square in the distance out of my window. You should be grateful that I've been preparing since September for this. You were looking in Christmas catalogues from July. Well, I would give you a present, but giving you shit. Christmas may be celebrated in this palace, as it is the rule of the leaders, but the Iraqi Empire is an Islamic state and the word Christmas cannot even be mentioned. It is forbidden under the restriction of expression laws under the state. Just a minute, I seem to have a phone call. Oh, it's you, Mr. Dodd.
Sir, a riot has seemed to have broken out in the town square after some guards pulled down a Christmas tree that some rebellious citizens had erected. Some locals have staged an uprising in response and are refusing to work on Christmas Day. They're wearing mini Christmas trees around their neck in protest. They want the winter customs to be adhered to. There is high resistance to your business as usual program, and that is at its strongest in your former Britain and USA areas, where some rioters in major cities such as New York and Chicago have resorted to throwing present-shaped bombs at embassies.
How can you not get on top of this? This is what I pay you for. The keeping of my law and order in this state, and then something like this happens. This could mean your job.
You mean I don't have to work on Christmas Day?
Yes, you do. You'll be on call for 12 hours.
I was thinking of spending Christmas with my former friends and family, back in the former UK.
Well, I don't remember giving you any permission to leave this empire.
Isn't the former UK now a part of the Iraqi Empire?
No, you're required to stay in the Middle East, which is an area that doesn't celebrate Christmas, never has and never will. This Christmas idea is a bad influence from the Western society we have conquered now. I don't want this custom coming from the West and corrupting my citizens. They expect material goods and holidays, values which I must discourage. I want you to make sure that they devote their time to the furthering of this empire, including our new space program and compulsory statue building in the major cities of the world. It is time for me to go outside and give a speech. Good day, citizens. It is the afternoon of December the 24th. Many of you couldn't be here today because of your work commitments. If so, your leader wishes you a happy Christmas tonight and you return home in the small hours of Christmas morning. Now known as the morning of the holy day of gifts in celebration of the world leader. For that I commend you. But the 30 that could have shown up and have been called into my presence this afternoon, you are a disgrace. You are celebrating former Christmas in a legal way and the state frowns upon it. I wish to impress upon you in the strongest possible way that all artifacts that I find relating to or in celebration of Christmas are utterly banned in this Iraqi empire, in the Middle East, and in all other parts of our empire, as we are a strict Islamic state, except for the removal of former Islamic holidays such as Ramadan. For those of you that are or were a Christian or are still practicing Christianity behind the state's back, you no longer have a place left in my empire. Go and build your churches and open your presence in Antarctica, the only uninvaded part of the world. But be aware that we may have to demolish it when we finally invade. For those of you that are materialistic, you will have to work as business as usual during these days. For those of you involved in the selling of illegal Christmas merchandise such as trees, stockings, decorations, present wrapping, etc., you will be ransacked and the goods will be returned to the state. We have seen a number of illegal trees erected in the city of Baghdad. Operation Tree Watch is ongoing today, and I've created a pile for a tree amnesty, where you can give up your Christmas tree. Presents can be deposited in the present recycling bank, also in the town square. All traces of Christmas shall be stamped out across the empire. Until the event of the state issuing new holidays, should a new holiday be created, it will likely last no more than a couple of hours. As citizens, your work schedule is paramount. Did you hear a noise?
Yes, you heard a noise. It was me, you cretin.
Stop interrupting my rallies. The crowd will be perplexed as to why I've turned my back to them during a vital speech. What more Christmas trees? Did you uproot them from the garden?
Yes, I did. But I'm throwing them out and replacing them each day when they've run out of pine needles. Someone seems to be sabotaging them.
But by Christmas Day, or should I say Holy Day of Gifts in celebration of the world leader, there'll only be threadbare trees with broken branches remaining.
I've also lit every fire in the palace with bits of the old trees, so there should be a mighty blaze going. We're going home now, son.
I hope you remember to put the crappy presents in the grate.
Any more of your cheeks, Adam? You won't be getting anything. I haven't got you anything anyway, but you won't even be getting that.
Rest assured, I have more wealth than anyone in the world is allowed to have. I've already bought myself more presents than there were branches of aster once in existence before they were forced to become state discount.
And it's made you so ungrateful.
I leave gratefulness to the citizens. They need to be grateful to survive. I didn't set out to create all this only to have to fall back on gratefulness.
Well, I'm certainly not grateful for having you. This world would have been a better place.
I'm not setting out to create a better place.
You don't say.
Where did you come from, Mr. Dodd?
I do work for you in unfavourable conditions, but I've just called round to drop off your present.
Drop it off in the fireplace and leave. I'll collect it there. Christmas is cancelled, but before I officially rip up all the Christmas cards Mother nearly sent me, let me give you your present.
It's rather small. I wonder what it could be. A paycheck?
Keep dreaming.
It's my dream every night, as a matter of fact. However, I've also recently been dreaming about returning to the former UK.
There wouldn't be a former UK if I had my way, which has been traditionally most of the time. So you'd better keep towing the Ba'ath Party line, as my finger is hovering nearer the red button every day. One day I might accidentally lean on it, as in the case of Bolivia last week.
Is the door? You're going to bloody get it, or am I going to have to?
Damn, I forgot to wire that doorbell up to the palace mains. That was your job, Mr. Dodd.
I'll see to it in a minute, sir.
Well, then get the door.
Hello, what do you want?
Merry Christmas!
Carol singers, this is utterly banned. The secret police will be taking your names and addresses, and by Christmas Day you'll never be heard from again.
It reminds me of Neston. There used to be this red float with all these Christmas tunes. It would come round to my house. I would tell them to get lost to the tune of Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ding-dong merrily on high, Christmas we are bringing.
Stop what you are doing. Stop now. Put your hands above your head and slowly back down the drive.
All the bells are ringing.
All the bells are ringing.
What a surprise to see you here, Vulcan.
I have come to collect my paycheck and Christmas card.
But you know you're in lieu.
I have come to collect my paycheck and Christmas card.
I'm sorry to inform you of this, but I only have your Christmas present.
What is it?
I can't tell you that. It's only the 24th.
What is it? I might have to get physical.
Okay, if you must know, it's all three consoles, and I could have you shot.
Oh, well, give it me now, and I might just accidentally drop it on the way home.
Here it is. I'll be handing you your I-45 tomorrow, Christmas Day or no Christmas Day.
Oops. Dropped it now.
Merry Christmas.
Later, that Christmas Eve.
Son, you've got a phone call. Don't know who it is. He didn't say. Sounded a bit echoey.
Hello?
It's Boreen. Merry Christmas. I'm using my phone privileges. You've got to get me out of here.
And what part can I play in this?
The Iraqi Empire's taken over Spain, has it not? Could you not use your influences to secure me a release? I would really like to see the light of Spanirak again. I exist only on bread and water. Sometimes the bread is peppered with drugs which are dealt by the officers. Rats are bred in giant cage complexes and released into the cells. Sewage water is redirected from the works into the prison water supply. You have no idea of the regime here. If I hadn't said those last few paragraphs, and now I have, just that they have put me on the speakerphone and are listening to my appeal. I am now likely to spend the rest of my days in solitary confinement with the rest of the prisoners.
There's nothing I can do.
Listen, Boreen, you got a nerve calling here on Christmas Eve. It's the first Christmas special of Coronation Street tonight, and there's a double episode of The Bill involving multiple homicides up next. Your phone call was dead on 7:30, and there's a phone on the extension next to the telly. Now I'll never know what Christmas present Jack got for Vera, and the argument about it afterwards.
Please, I just need help. All I see every day is wall-to-wall walls. Please, Saddam, beg the Spanirak leaders. The warden is coming.
Bog off. After this call, if anything, I'm just going to put a word into the Spanirak prison service's ear about making your sentence longer than the maximum length of your life.
Somewhere in Baghdad, a citizen is giving advice to another one about Christmas.
Can I help you, sir? You're using old Christmas trees from the tip. They haven't got any pine needles left on them. Not to mention that it smells like a cat has urinated on one of them. As for the decorations, they were mostly broken bits of coloured glass. And when you reach under the tree for a present, you get a slit finger and a rare disease.
It's all I can afford, and I've got to work tomorrow to pay the debt off.
It's Christmas Day, and Saddam is stirring as factories in Iraqi industries carry on whirring.
And didn't you notice your present, Mother? It's right there under the tree.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Finally a Christmas present from me son. But it looks so thin, it looks more like a card. Open it. Okay, what's this? It's a piece of paper. Sweet F.A.
It's just to tell you what I've given you this Christmas. Fuck all.
Oh well, in that case, son, take a look under the fireplace, and you'll see the special gift I've given you in recognition for all these years.
Well, I tried to look in the fireplace earlier for Mr. Dodd's present, but it had gone too black, but I could just about make out the word resignation.
Keep looking, son.
Where?
It's under the embers.
Here it is. The wrapping's a bit charred, isn't it? Oh well, what could this be? It's lumps of coal shaped into the words Merry Christmas.
Well, you've been a naughty boy this year, haven't you, son?
Well, I'm sure a few more countries lost their independence and a few thousand citizens might have mysteriously died. I will hold a 1 second silence for all the acts I have carried out on this world. Merry Christmas. When are you going to do the 1 second silence? I did it at the end of the last sentence before I said Merry Christmas. And I've got one more thing to say. Thanks, Mother, for putting up with me for all these years. Because you're going to have to put up with me for 47 more. If you're still alive, which is highly likely. You ungrateful ingrate! And a Merry Christmas to you too. Now fuck off!